This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 26th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A lovely day across Israel today, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm sunshine in Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it perfect for a stroll by the sea. Cooler temperatures are expected tonight, offering a pleasant evening for all. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Netanyahu reined in Lindsey Graham's obsessive push to widen Iran war, according to footage revealed by Ynet from an unreleased documentary. Also, earlier this hour, the Lebanese foreign minister attacked Hezbollah, calling it Iranian in essence, as reported by Walla. Also this hour, the scale of terrorism in the West Bank is increasing, with a senior IDF official warning of tense days and weeks ahead, according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, 3 hours ago, I-24 News reported that Netanyahu held a cabinet meeting discussing topics, including a meeting with Trump and a West Bank shooting. And finally, from earlier today, the Australian Jewish News reported that a 67-year-old woman was charged with offensive language over an alleged anti-Semitic slur at the Bondi massacre site. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News shared just minutes ago that Netanyahu managed to control Lindsey Graham's push to expand the conflict with Iran, highlighting the senator's access to key figures. Al Arabiya English, reporting from earlier today, noted that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for lifting all sanctions on Syria following his visit. AG, a commentator on security issues, posted recently about a 21-year-old terror suspect in Germany. The suspect was released from a youth facility in May after agreeing to attend a de-radicalization program. Let's go deeper. Starting with the revelations about Lindsey Graham's influence, Ynet's footage shows him urging Netanyahu and others to expand the war with Iran. The late senator had significant access to Israeli and American decision-makers. This raises questions about foreign influence on regional security policies. Turning to Lebanon, Foreign Minister Joseph Raji criticized Hezbollah in a French weekly interview. He described it as a proxy for Iran rather than a Lebanese entity. This comes amid growing tensions in the region, highlighting Lebanon's internal and external struggles. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports increased terrorist activity in the West Bank. A senior IDF officer has warned of potential escalations following Operation Rising Lion. This is a concern for both Israeli and Palestinian civilians, as it may lead to heightened security measures. In a related development, Netanyahu's cabinet meeting discussed his recent interactions with Trump and the ongoing West Bank violence. I-24 News notes the ongoing focus on international and domestic security challenges. Such meetings underscore the complexity of balancing international ties and local security. Lastly, in Australia, a woman faces charges for anti-Semitic remarks at a site related to the Bondi attack. The Australian Jewish News highlights the ongoing issue of anti-Semitism, which impacts community relations globally. This incident serves as a reminder of the persistent challenges in combating hate speech. On the economic front. First, a study from Globes reveals significant declines in some Tel Aviv home prices, with values dropping over 23% since 2023. This could signal changes in the housing market dynamics. Separately, CTech reports that Israel launched a NIS 1 billion program to support startups. The initiative aims to counteract the effects of a strengthening shekel on the tech sector, providing much-needed financial stability. And finally, Walla Business outlines criteria for Israel's high-tech neighborhood in Sderot. With substantial savings and benefits, it's attracting skilled professionals, driving growth in the region. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.